Lesson 105, Doctrine and Covenants, Section 101, Verses 17 through 42. Introduction. On December 16th and 17th, 1833, the Prophet Joseph Smith received a revelation concerning the saints in Missouri who had left their homes to escape severe persecution. Many of those saints had been forced to leave all their possessions behind. The revelation that the Prophet received, recorded in Doctrine and Covenants 101, is discussed in three lessons in this manual. This second lesson includes the Lord's description of some of the conditions of the millennium. It also includes words of comfort and counsel to the saints. Suggestions for teaching. Doctrine and Covenants 101, verses 17 through 34. The Lord describes some of the conditions of the millennium. Ask students to name some future events they are preparing for. List these events on the board. Ask students what they are doing to prepare for the events. Why do you put forth the effort to be prepared? Explain that Doctrine and Covenants 101 contains instructions on preparing for the second coming of Jesus Christ and the millennium. Summarize Doctrine and Covenants 101 verses 17 through 21 by explaining that the Lord's promise to gather the saints in the city of Zion in Jackson County, Missouri, quote, is held in abeyance while the people are being sanctified for the great gift and for the responsibilities associated with it. In the meantime, the honest in heart are gathering to the valleys of the Rocky Mountains and to stakes all around the world. Temples have been erected, but Zion shall yet be established on the chosen site. End quote. Invite a student to read Doctrine and Covenants 101, verses 22 through 23 aloud. Ask the class to follow along and look for something the Lord told the saints to do to prepare for His second coming. According to verses 22 and 23, what can we do to prepare for the second coming? Students should express that we can prepare for the Savior's second coming by calling on His name, living according to gospel principles, gathering together, and standing in holy places. Write this truth on the board. What does it mean to stand in holy places? When have you felt that you were in a holy place? How does gathering in holy places with other Latter-day Saints help you prepare for the Lord's second coming? To prepare students to understand the Lord's words in Doctrine and Covenants 101, verses 24 through 34, explain that these verses refer to the destruction of the wicked at the time of Jesus Christ's second coming and to the conditions that will exist on the earth during the millennium. Divide students into pairs. Invite the pairs to study Doctrine and Covenants 101, verses 24 through 34, looking for conditions that will exist during the millennium. After sufficient time, ask them to report their findings. Ask a student to list their responses on the board. Which of the conditions on the board would you be particularly excited to experience? Why? Doctrine and Covenants 101, verses 35 through 38. The Lord assures the saints in Missouri that if they endure in faith, they will ultimately partake of His glory. Remind students that when the Lord gave the revelation in Doctrine and Covenants 101, the saints in Missouri had experienced tremendous difficulties. You may want to invite students to summarize some of the difficulties they learned about in the previous lesson. Invite a student to read Doctrine and Covenants 101, verses 35 through 38 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for truths the Lord taught and counsel He gave to comfort and strengthen the saints in their trials. What truths and counsel in verses 35 through 38 might have brought comfort to the saints who were suffering in Missouri? After students respond, ask them how each specific truth or counsel they mention might have brought comfort to the saints. How would you express the Lord's promise in verse 35 in your own words? Students should respond by stating a principle similar to the following. Those who suffer persecution for the name of the Savior and endure in faith will partake of God's glory. You may want to write this truth on the board. Explain that true disciples of Jesus Christ always follow Him, even when they are persecuted for their faith. Invite a student to read aloud the following account told by President James E. Faust of the First Presidency. Before he or she reads, explain that the account is about Rafael Monroy and Vicente Morales, two Latter-day Saints who lived in Mexico in the early 1900s. In 1915, they were captured by a violent band of soldiers. Ask students to listen for how Brother Monroy and Brother Morales were faithful as they endured persecution. Quote, Rafael Monroy was the president of the small San Marcos, Mexico branch, and Vicente Morales was his first counselor. They were told that they would be spared if they would give up their weapons and renounce their strange religion. Brother Monroy told his captors that he did not have any weapons and simply drew from his pocket his Bible and Book of Mormon. He said, "Gentlemen, these are the only arms I ever carry. They are the arms of truth against error." When no arms were found, the brethren were cruelly tortured to make them divulge where arms were hidden, but there were no arms. They were then taken under guard to the outskirts of the little town, where their captors stood them up against a large ash tree in front of a firing squad. The officer in charge offered them freedom if they would forsake their religion and join the soldiers. But Brother Monroy replied, "My religion is dearer to me than my life, and I cannot forsake it." They were then told that they were to be shot, and asked if they had any request to make. Brother Rafael requested that he be permitted to pray before he was executed. There, in the presence of his executioners, he kneeled down and, in a voice that all could hear, prayed that God would bless and protect his loved ones and care for the little struggling branch that would be left without a leader. As he finished his prayer, he used the words of the Savior when he hung upon the cross and prayed for his executioners, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." With that, the firing squad shot both Brother Monroy and Brother Morales. End quote. How did Brother Monroy and Brother Morales exemplify the principles in Doctrine and Covenants 101, verse 35? Invite students to think of times when they have been persecuted, teased, or bullied because of their faith in Jesus Christ and His church. You may want to invite a few students to share their experiences. When you are persecuted for your belief in Jesus Christ and His church, what can you do to respond with faith? Doctrine and Covenants, section 101, verses 39 through 42. The Lord declares that His covenant people are the salt of the earth. To prepare students to understand the Lord's teachings in Doctrine and Covenants 101, verses 39 through 42, display two samples of salt, one sample of pure salt and one sample of salt that is mixed with other substances, such as dirt. Note: Object Lessons. Look for ways to use objects that will help students understand spiritual principles. Through effective object lessons, you can help students visualize, analyze, and understand the Scriptures. You can also use object lessons to stimulate discussion. Direct students' attention to the first sample of salt. What are some uses of salt? Answers may include that salt can be used to flavor and preserve food, and to heal wounds as a disinfectant. Invite a student to read Doctrine and Covenants 101, verse 39 aloud, and ask the class to identify the people the Lord compared to salt. Who did the Lord say is, quote, "as the salt of the earth," end quote? Explain that the word savor refers to distinctive flavor or quality. What do you think it means to be the savor of men? To help students better understand what it means to be the savor of men, invite a student to read aloud the following statement by Elder Carlos E. Acey of the 70. Quote, "When the Lord used the expression savor of men, He was speaking of those who represent Him. He was referring to those who have repented, who have been washed clean in the waters of baptism, and who have covenanted to take upon them His name and His cause. Moreover, He was speaking of those who would share by covenant His priesthood power. He was speaking of you and me." End quote. What can the phrases salt of the earth and savor of men teach us about our responsibilities to others? Help students understand that as God's covenant people, we have a responsibility to help all the people of the earth receive His blessings. Write the following incomplete statement on the board. To help the people of the earth receive God's blessings, we must blank. Invite a student to read Doctrine and Covenants 101, verses 40 through 42 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for the Lord's warnings and promises. Point out that verse 40 includes the phrase, "if the salt of the earth lose its savor." To help students understand the meaning of this phrase, direct their attention to the second sample of salt. Explain that salt does not lose its savor when it ages. It loses its savor when it is mixed with other substances and contaminated by them. According to verse 41, what causes us to lose our savor as the salt of the earth? Sins. Why do you think our sins make it difficult for us to help others receive God's blessings? How would you restate verse 42 in your own words? If students need help answering this question, explain that someone who exalts himself or herself is prideful, while someone who abases himself or herself is humble before the Lord. Based on the Lord's warnings and promises in Doctrine and Covenants 101, verses 40 through 42, how would you complete this principle on the board? Complete the principle on the board using students' responses. Although students may use different words, they should identify the following principle. To help people of the earth receive God's blessings, we must repent of our sins and be humble. What can we do every day that will help us avoid being contaminated by sin? Invite students to silently consider whether sins are contaminating their lives. Encourage them to repent of those sins so they can become pure before the Lord, and so they can be more effective in helping others receive His blessings. Commentary and background information. Doctrine and Covenants 101, verse 40. They are called to be the savor of men. Elder Carlos Iesi of the 70 taught, quote, "A world-renowned chemist told me that salt will not lose its savor with age. Savor is lost through mixture and contamination. Flavor and quality flee a man when he contaminates his mind with unclean thoughts, desecrates his mouth by speaking less than the truth, and misapplies his strength in performing evil acts." End quote.